Well, Japan's government has approved plans to release more than 1 million tonnes of treated radioactive water from the destroyed Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant into the ocean. The Japanese government insists the water will be treated to remove all radioactive materials except for low levels of tritium. Authorities say that has a low impact on health and would be diluted. But local fishermen and Japan's neighbours, China, Taiwan and Korea, have all expressed serious concerns. Here's North Asia correspondent Jake Sturmer in Tokyo.
Across the sprawling Fukushima nuclear power plant, more than 1,000 large tanks filled with contaminated water stand in almost every available corner of the facility. Any water that's used to cool the molten nuclear fuel inside the reactors, or groundwater that touches it, becomes highly radioactive and gets pumped into these containers. The problem is they'll be full by the end of next year, so the Japanese government has decided it will be treated and released into the ocean. Japan's Prime Minister is Yoshihide Suga.
We will secure safety, which is far above the regulation standards, and the government as a whole will conduct exhaustive measures against harmful rumours. On this basis, we have judged that oceanic release is a realistic option and decided this will be the policy.
Before its release, TEPCO says it will filter the water through a sophisticated processing system to remove most of the radioactive materials, except for tritium. It says it will then dilute the tritium water before releasing it in low quantities over decades. Japan's government says even if the full amount of tritium contained within the tanks was released in a single year, the impact would be no more than 1/1,000th of the exposure impact of natural radiation in 1 year in Japan. It points to the fact that tritium is released from other nuclear power plants around the world. Professor Hiroshi Tauchi was a member of a government expert panel that found releasing the water into the ocean was the most practical option.
The two realistic options were either releasing it in the atmosphere as vapor or releasing it in the ocean. Other options required change of law or technological development, and it would probably make it difficult for our generation to settle this issue. And then, when you compare the risks, scientifically, the risk is smaller by releasing it in the ocean.
He told PM it was impossible to guarantee there would be no impact, but that if levels were kept extremely low, there would be no visible effect scientifically. For fishermen and locals, it's the reputational damage they fear the most. Haruo Ono has fished in the waters around Fukushima for the last 50 years. He says he's been trying to make Fukushima recover to pre-disaster levels, and it seems all the efforts in the last 10 years were for nothing. He says nobody is convinced. Terumi Kataoka fled Fukushima after the nuclear accident. She has now returned and says she feels ignored.
The government is trying to make the people accept the decision. It explains the decision, but we never felt it listened to our opinions. There are over 4,000 public comments, and most of them say they are against releasing it in the ocean or that it must be handled delicately.
Tokyo's closest ally, the United States, says Japan appears to have adopted an approach in accordance with globally accepted nuclear safety standards. Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs is yet to comment. Taiwan, China and South Korea have all expressed serious reservations about the decision, and Korean media say Seoul has summoned Japan's ambassador. Complicating the situation is distrust towards the plant's operator, TEPCO, over a series of scandals. In 2013, the company acknowledged that it withheld information that tainted water was being leaked into the ocean because it didn't want to worry the public until it was certain there was a problem. In 2018, TEPCO said it hadn't filtered all dangerous materials out of the water, despite saying for years they had been removed. Professor Hiroshi Tauchi says an independent third party must be involved.
People's concern will not be eliminated unless there's trust. So rather than the government and TEPCO saying we released this much amount, I think it needs a third party that monitors the release, that can measure properly and disclose the information. Without that, I can't confidently say it will be kept below the government standards.
10 years after the nuclear disaster, there are still decades of challenges complicating the decommissioning effort. This is Jake Sturmer in Tokyo reporting for PM.